The Second Pacific Voyage, 1772 to 1775. Cook's second voyage to the South Pacific began in July 1772. Again, his orders were to find the southern continent. Cook and his men now had two ships, the Resolution and the Adventure. During his second voyage, Cook sailed to Antarctica. This was a very difficult voyage because there were large icebergs and the weather was very bad. He was able to say that there was a large area of ice, but no one could live there. The southern continent didn't exist. Cook explored many other islands in the South Pacific, finding on his travels the New Hebrides, now Vanuatu, New Caledonia, the Fiji Islands, Tonga, and the Society Islands. The islanders were usually friendly to these unknown men who arrived on their islands, but not always. In the New Hebrides and New Zealand, several of Cook's men were hurt or killed. In 1774, Cook and his men explored Easter Island. Here, they found some very strange statues. Some of them were over 9 meters high. They looked like tall men with big heads. You can still see these statues today. The reason why they are there and what they really mean is a mystery. By the time Cook returned to England in 1775, he was famous for his discoveries. King George III was pleased with Cook. Many new lands, including Australia and New Zealand, now belonged to England. This was a time of great expansion for the British Empire. The Third Pacific Voyage, 1776 to 1779. Cook left England again in July 1776 with the Resolution and another ship, the Discovery. This time, Captain Cook's orders were to find a route through or around Canada so ships could travel from the Pacific to the Atlantic Ocean. They called this route the Northwest Passage, but no one knew if it really existed. First, Cook returned to Australia, New Zealand, Tonga, and Tahiti. The local people in these places welcomed the men's return with dances, food, and presents. Cook started his voyage to the north shortly after. On the 20th of January 1778, Captain Cook discovered a big group of islands. Today, these islands are the American state of Hawaii. When Cook arrived in Hawaii, some people believed he was the god Lono. They thought Lono visited the island at the time of Makahiki, a special festival. They did everything they could for Cook and his men. At the end of Makahiki, the Resolution sailed to the northwest coast of Canada and stopped at Nootka Sound. Here, they met the local people, who came to sell them fish, fur, and animal fat, and to buy metal. Cook then sailed up the coast of Alaska to the Bering Strait, which separates Asia from North America. On their journey, the naturalists saw polar bears, walruses, and sea otters. Cook's return to Hawaii. Cook stopped in many places on the west coast of Canada, but he still couldn't find the Northwest Passage. It was impossible to sail any further because the thick ice damaged the Resolution. In February 1779, Cook returned to Hawaii to repair his ship. But this time, the Hawaiians were not happy to see him. When they saw him return to the island after Makahiki, they understood he wasn't a god. Cook became impatient and angry with the islanders and said that they were stealing from a ship. A fight started between himself and a group of men. They killed Cook on Kealakekua Beach. Cook's bones remained in Hawaii, and today people come to visit his grave in Kealakekua Bay. Captain Clark, the captain of the Discovery, continued to look for the Northwest Passage, but by now it was clear that it was impossible to find, and so the ships returned to England. Captain Cook once said that he wanted to go as far as it is possible for any man to go, and for a man of his time, he did. Today, many places have Cook's name. In the Pacific, he gave his name to the Cook Islands. In New Zealand, you can visit Cook Mountain and sail through Cook Strait. In Hawaii, today the people are proud of their connections with Captain Cook, and there is a Cook Monument there, and in other countries too. After Captain Cook. Captain Cook made many interesting discoveries during his life, especially in the areas of science and navigation. Here are just some of the things we have, or don't have today, thanks to Cook's discoveries. Accurate world maps. Today, we can see the world from satellite pictures. But in Cook's time, we didn't have a way of seeing the Earth from the sky, only from the sea. With the small amount of equipment he had, Cook changed people's ideas about the world and helped to draw the map of the world as we know it today. Scurvy. We didn't really understand the importance of vitamins until 1915. In Cook's time, sailors didn't eat much fruit or many vegetables because it was difficult to keep fresh food at sea. A lot of sailors died of an illness called scurvy. The main reason for scurvy was not eating food containing vitamin C. Cook gave his men cabbage in vinegar and orange juice. This almost ended scurvy, and it gave us more information about the food we need to make us healthy too. Tattoos. Among the many things that Captain Cook's voyages introduced or reintroduced to Europe were tattoos. The artists on the Endeavour drew the tattoos worn by the islanders, and soon the sailors wanted them too. They created their own designs. For the Pacific Islanders, tattoos had special traditional meanings. The Maoris, for example, painted their faces with information about their family and their origins. Today, tattoos are worn by people of all types, from pop stars like Robbie Williams to sports personalities like basketball player Michael Jordan.